the Tanya for the 24th of Tammuz, for Chav Dalad Tammuz, is in Egeret HaTshuva, in Perek Ches, chapter 8, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph. Page number, at the bottom of the page is 374, we are 5 lines from the bottom. The Alter Rebbe is describing the result, the cleansing result that comes from tshuva. Because having aroused a deep feeling of compassion for the neshama, the person causes an equal compassion to be aroused above, and this, the Yudgimu Midas Harachamim, the supreme compassion, erases and cleanses and fixes the damage that was caused by the sin. 5 lines from the bottom. Umi'ah hasheruach of the taharim, and once this ruach, the spirit of tshuva and of forgiveness, has come and has cleansed him, azai tuchal nafsham loshuv adavai baruch hu mamsh, then the nefesh of the baal tshuva is able to rise to God literally. And it's able to rise higher and higher to its source and to cleave there to God Himself with an unusual oneness. Just as the neshama was one with God, with a total oneness, before it was breathed from God's breath, leited lamato, which caused it to come down below lislabish beguf, to be clothed in a body, it was one with God in the same way. Now, as a result of tshuva, the neshama is once again united to that degree with God, even though it is now beguf ha'adam. As, for example, the analogy that we used before, earlier, in the blowing, that when one blows, he uses a breath that is deeper and more internal, more essential to his life, than the breath that is used in speech. So if the person is about to exhale strongly, to blow, before that inner breath leaves his mouth, whom miyuchad benafshe, that breath is one and completely connected with the person himself. V'zuhi tshuva shleima, and this is a complete tshuva. The difference between the two levels of tshuva, the higher level tshuva and the lower level tshuva, will be understood by going back to the analogy that the Rebbe had used concerning the damage or the effect of sins. The neshama below, as it is here in the body, is connected to its source with a rope, so to speak. And this rope is made up of 613 strands, threads. When a person does a major sin for which the punishment is kazus, that means that the whole rope is severed, so that the neshama below is disconnected from its source. When a sin is committed that is not punishable by karas, then one thread or one strand of that rope is severed. In tshuva, we have two accomplishments. One is to reconnect that rope, so that the neshama here below is connected to God by being bound to God through the rope. But then there's a higher level of tshuva, and that is getting the bottom of the rope to rejoin the top of the rope. In other words, reaching back to the source higher than the rope itself. The rope is only the bridge. Tshuva ilah, higher level of tshuva, means when the neshama goes, the neshama as it is below, reconnect, not through the rope. It is not bound to God, but is united with God directly to its source. Now this level of oneness, where the neshama is reconnected to God himself, not only bound to God through the rope. So this oneness and this tshuva, he bechinas tshuva ilah, this is the higher level tshuva, shala'acha tshuva tato, that comes after tshuva tato. In other words, it comes as a result, a direct effect of the tshuva tato, of the lower level tshuva. Okameshikosa bezeir hakodesh, bezeir mehem nepasha nosei, the tshuva ilah. What is tshuva ilah? How does it express itself? He, the isasek, be'edaisa b'dechilu rechimu, the kutcha b'richo, that he studies, he devotes himself to Torah, with love and fear of God. The ihu ben yudke, which is bina. How is this an expression of tshuva ilah? What does it have to do with tshuva? Tshuva is the return of the hay. The second hay, the lower hay, is Malchus. Malchus is connected to its source through the rope, but the higher hay is Bina, and the word Bina is made up of the two words Ben Yudke. This tshuva, the higher level tshuva, comes from the love and the fear of God that is born out of Chochmah and Bina. So Ben Yudke means the emotion, the feeling of love and fear, which is called Ben, that comes from Yudke, that comes from Chochmah and Bina. And as he said in the beginning of Tanya, that the emotions are born from Chochmah, which is the father, and Bina, which is the mother, and they are represented by the letters Yudke. And that is the word Bina, Ben Yudke. Now, although this is true of a tzaddik also, not only the Baal Tshuva, the tzaddik also studies Torah with love and fear that is born out of Chochmah and Bina. The Dalta Rebbe says, "Umaylas Baalei Tshuva al tzaddikim gimurim bozeh," and the virtue, the benefit, the advantage of the Baal Tshuva over the total tzaddik in this higher level of tshuva, is as he says in the Zeya, in Parsha Chayisada, the Inun, the Baalei Tshuva, Mashfi Alayhu Bir'usa Deliba, they draw this down, this love and fear of God with which they study Torah. Bir'usa Deliba, with a feeling in the heart that is Yatir, that is greater, deeper than that of a tzaddik, ubechei lesagi, and with greater intensity, leskarva lemalka, because they have the additional motivation of wanting to come close to the king, to God. As in general, the difference between the tzaddik and the Baal Tshuva is that the tzaddik wants to go higher each day because the day before was good, and that motivates him to want more and to be even higher tomorrow. Whereas the Baal Tshuva is motivated by what was missing yesterday. He feels that yesterday was nothing, that yesterday didn't count, and that today he will come close to God. But yesterday he wasn't close at all. So that additional intensity makes the love and the fear that comes from Bina, even though the tzaddik has that also, but in the Baal Tshuva it is a much deeper thing. So tshuva ilah means that as a result of the lower level tshuva, where he is cleansed and reconnected to God and is then able to approach God, then the approaching God itself, getting closer to God through studying Torah with love and with fear, that is the tshuva ilah, the higher level tshuva resulting from the tshuva tato. In the Hayyim Yom for the 24th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that from among the teachings and the statements of the Tzemach Tzedek once said that a pnimi is one who is internally mature, feels that asking the Rebbe for a bracha, that he should succeed in his avoda, in serving God properly, this is the meaning of the verse in the Chumash where Pari says to about the Jews, Al Yishu B'Divrei Hevel, that when Moshe came and asked that they should let the Jews go, Pari said, let them not hope in vain, for vain things. Instead, Tichbad Ha'aveda Al Ha'anoshim, make the work heavy on the people. So that's in a negative in Klippa. But in Kedusha it means that a person who is internally mature person does not ask a bracha for that which he is supposed to be doing himself. And so asking a bracha for Aveda is light-hearted, is irresponsible. And therefore it is described by the statement, don't rely on vain things, on easy things. Instead, serving God has to be a yoke that the person takes upon himself willingly.